The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. The general topic has been ISIS and the latest video in the series of beheading videos that has been released. This one actually showing the beheadings. The previous videos had not shown the beheadings. They had cut away. Fade to black, just before the blood ostensibly started flowing, as the man in the mask, named by the media, U.S. media, Jihadi John, as he allegedly began to dismember people's heads, the video would fade out and then fade back in to show the dismembered, the beheaded body laying there. Now they are showing the beheadings of what are approximately 18 airmen, allegedly, from the Syrian group, the Syrian army.
Yeah.
And it's pretty horrifying. We did link to that on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You're welcome to share.
They must have taken over an airbase. How do you get 18 airmen?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's apparently a lot of fighting going on, and you get your captives where you get them.
I guess.
So, that video is on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. Should you like to review it on your own, and again, the reason why I post this stuff, the reason why we played the audio from it, is because I think you should make up your own mind about what the truth is out there. I don't know what it is. I'm not going to tell you, you know, is ISIS actually an independent group? Is it something the U.S. government formed? Is it sort of a front for the CIA? Are they independent, but are they getting funding from the U.S. government? I don't know. I don't know what the real story is. And what's the motivation for committing these beheadings in the first place? Do they want to rile up more fervor for war? Do they actually think that it's going to turn Americans off, turn their stomachs from war? I mean, there seem to be conflicting viewpoints in play on the ISIS side of this. And so it's really hard to really nail down a real firm, this is why kind
if
of thing.
ISIS wants to fight the full force of the American military, they're doing exactly the right thing.
They have predicted in their videos that the U.S. military will come back into Iraq.
And they think they're going to win? There were only a few hundred of them a couple months ago.
Well, I've got another video, and this one is John Cantley, who has been hosting. He's one of their hostages they haven't beheaded yet. He has been hosting their video series called Lend Me Your Ears. It's episode 5. We can play that here and get the propaganda side of things, because the beheading videos are just pretty much straight gore. There's usually a political statement in there, but the Lend Me Your Ears videos essentially have been just propaganda. It's just been John Cantley kind of talking to the camera, usually in his orange shirt, ostensibly while being held captive. In the most recent one, he is seen actually dressed sort of fairly nicely, dressed with a button-up shirt as he's walking about through, I forget the town, but it was fairly near the border of Turkey, apparently. And Kobani, I think it was.
Okay.
And so they've used him in an interesting manner, like almost like a news correspondent in that particular role. The video that we'll play for you here tonight is John Cantley back at the table wearing his orange shirt. This was the one that was produced just before the one where he is sort of the correspondent on the ground in Kobani. This is the only one we haven't played yet here on Free Talk Live. We're going to get into that here, and your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Here is the episode 5 from the alleged Islamic State featuring John Cantley. Lend me your ears as we continue with Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm John Cantley, the British citizen abandoned by my own government and a prisoner of the Islamic State for nearly 2 years. In this program, I'm going to reveal to you some uncomfortable truths that have so far resulted in the executions of my former cellmates. Only the British and American prisoners were left behind after months of negotiations that saw 16 other citizens from 6 European countries go home. How was it?
Now, presuming that claim is true, that's certainly news I haven't heard.
I haven't heard it either, but it's interesting, right? Like, only U.S. and British citizens. Is this a holdover from the "we don't negotiate with terrorists"?
Well, that's definitely what it supposedly is, but let's see what Kentley
I also kind of have to say that if you're going to do aid work over in the Middle East, look, I support you, or journalist work. I support you. You're doing wonderful things. But if you get captured, I don't know exactly what moral obligation anybody has to get you out of that situation, right? Like if you go mountain climbing wearing nothing but a G-string made of marshmallows and you get stuck up in a snowstorm, it's not my fault.
Six European countries go home. How was this allowed to happen? We have to go back to 2013. When the Islamic State launched a long-term operation to capture Westerners entering Syria, and they began the next phase of the operation, negotiating for our release with our governments through families and friends. Now, unless we tried something stupid like escaping or doing something we shouldn't, we were treated well by the Islamic State. Some of us who tried to escape were waterboarded by our captors, as Muslim prisoners are waterboarded by their American captors. Our strange little community of prisoners had its share of problems, but apart from the odd fight, we lived together in relative harmony through uncertain times. We read books, played recreational games, and gave lectures on our specialist subjects. It wasn't a bad life. The first to leave was my friend, Spanish journalist Marcos Marginedas, in February 2014. The Mujahideen then made their first strong move by shooting one of our number, a Russian with no clear origin or story behind him. The message was clear: don't mess around when it comes to negotiations. The Europeans fell into line. Two more Spanish journalists left, then four French at the end of April, their representatives having fulfilled the conditions for their release. But it was clear something was different for the British and Americans. While there was dialogue for everyone else, the British and Americans were stonewalled. It was completely silent. Nothing. Now, we knew our countries claimed to be non-negotiating when it came to situations like this, but also knew examples when they had negotiated, either under the table or through a third party. Due to the size and complexity of this situation, and the number of other countries involved, we believed our governments would get us out in the end. So we waited patiently while everyone else went home to their loved ones. Finally, we had movement in May. We made a video, wrote letters, and made a voice recording. For us, the Islamic State were asking for the release of Muslim prisoners and their transfer to the Caliphate. It sounded very complicated, but we were the biggest group from the biggest countries. There had to be a negotiation going on. But by the time the last two Europeans left, my friend Dan from Denmark, another non-negotiating country, and Tony from Germany...
A non-negotiating country? That's what he said.
It's clear to us we were in very big trouble. Now, I have here a selection of emails between the Islamic State and families back home.
We're going to get to those here in a moment. Let's go to you with your thoughts and calls. We've got John Cantley about halfway through the fifth episode of the Lend Me Your Ears propaganda series from allegedly from ISIS. Let's go to you with your thoughts. Brian in Des Moines, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, you know, I did three tours overseas, and, you know, I don't talk much about this at all, and I just really wish that we would go in there, you know, let the soldiers do their job. That's what we trained to do. Makes me the most angriest is when you got people in D.C. going, oh, well, we know what's best for our soldiers to not do this, do that. Stay out of our business. We trained for this. We trained to fight. We trained to take on the bad guys head on, and that's how we are trained to do. Let us do our job.
So what do you want to do exactly?
Let us go in there and just annihilate these guys.
Who are these guys?
ISIS.
How will you tell who they are?
You know, who knows? I mean, it just seems like everybody seems to know who they are. you know.
How will you, as a soldier on the streets of Kobane, know who's ISIS and who's not? You think they wear uniforms?
I don't know.
Hang on, Brian. We can bring you back here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-453. He just wants to do some killing. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves. That's right. We're here live on a Sunday. It's a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm. ISIS crisis, or is it more hype? Antiwar.com has the answers, the facts, and the readership. But what Antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve printing press and the mainstream media behind them. All Antiwar.com has is you. Their staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay, and they're committed to keeping the website online with the best of the worst of all the bad news. But they can't do it for free, and they can't do it without you. They need your donation at Antiwar.com. You can donate there, antiwar.com/donate, as a matter of fact, and they proudly and gladly take Bitcoin. That's antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state. We'll continue here in a moment with the John Cantley video, Lend Me Your Ears, Episode 5, where he's talking about the prison conditions, or the alleged prison conditions, for him and the other captors, saying that some of them, many of them, over a dozen of them, had been released from European countries due to negotiations, but the UK and the US governments were refusing to negotiate. We'll continue his video here in moments. We have Brian on the line in Des Moines, who is formerly in the military. You're saying that the U.S. troops need to have the muzzle taken off. They need to be let loose in Iraq, Syria, wherever, to take out ISIS. Is that pretty much what you were getting at earlier?
Basically, you know, let us go in there and do our job to collect the intel that we need to put, you know, let our guys know where these guys are sitting at. You know, that's why we've got guys in all those departments to go in there and to do those things, you know, to get these.
Well, I don't think so. No, I don't think that is your job.
By air power.
Right, I agree. You cannot win this war through air power. I agree that the boots on the ground are the only thing that's going to create some kind of decisive victory, Brian. And I understand that there are a lot of people that have put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into that area from the military, and probably feel really awful about what they see. But this is the foreseeable result of more intervention in the Middle East is the same thing that we have now.
Right. I'm sorry, what decisive victory? Well, never been a decisive victory in the Middle East.
You can create a lot of bodies, right? And there were a lot of bodies created in Iraq, and there's a lot of bodies created in Afghanistan.
Every one of those bodies has loved ones. They've got family members and friends who will then become terrorists, and they will just continue the violence.
90% of them, according to the State Department's numbers, were civilian casualties. So I don't think you're going to get the same result that we've gotten for the last six decades out of the Middle East or so by doing the same thing that we've done in the Middle East for the last six decades or so.
You mean the U.S. government?
I guess my thing is I'm tired of seeing my Americans being killed for nothing. You know,
me too.
Angry as a soldier who was over there, you know, I don't like it. It just drives me nuts. You know,
why not advocate for the only thing that's going to stop the violence in the future, which is to withdraw the United States government from these places in the Middle East and all around the world, the over, 1,000 military bases in 100-something countries worldwide? How about that? How about de-escalating conflict?
You know, I have no idea if we'd ever end up ever doing that. I mean, there's so many bases all over the United States and overseas. All that stuff. I mean, we don't want to run from them because then they feel like they've won. You know what I'm saying?
Well, now wait a minute. You wouldn't be running from anything. You would be admitting, I think, that you understand that killing people in other parts of the world has resulted in, let's call it, blowback. Where, you know, innocent people are being killed, that results in some people being very upset, as you might be upset if, let's say, the Chinese rolled troops into Des Moines there and started slaughtering people in Des Moines. You might want to kill some Chinese people after that, some Chinese troops.
My other thing is like, you know, America's always caught in that hard spot. We're damned if we do, and we're damned if we don't.
But they put themselves there. They put themselves there in the first place by going over and meddling in the Middle East. You do see that, right?
Well, I understand that, but did they? I mean, I don't know. My feeling is they brought this. This all was brought here. on us, 9/11.
Sorry, brother. That's not when history started. 9/11 wasn't the first salvo in this fight.
And Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying that's where I feel about it. You know, that's right. How we all end up in this.
Oh, hold on.
Just because
let me
feel that way.
Let me turn this around for you a second, Brian. In 1988, I believe it was, a Iranian passenger airline was blown out of the sky by the United States military. There were 200 and something deaths of civilians, and it was completely unprovocated. From what everyone can tell, it was a mistake. You've likely never heard this story, but you can go on the internet and you can check it out.
I was a little kid, so I probably I never knew, you know.
And here's the question I have for you.
What's happening in my lifetime?
Right, I got it. But do you see how the Iranian government didn't do – they didn't rise up with all the military force to go after the United States to rectify this wrong and kill a bunch of innocent people in the process? They mourned their dead and realized it was a mistake, probably harbored some resentment about it, but – you know, what are you going to do? When somebody makes a mistake, they make a mistake. What happened on 9/11 was the criminal act by a bunch of nut jobs that are angry that the United States supports kings and dictators in the Middle East, legitimately angry, because what the United States does is just the exact same thing the British government was doing against it 200 years ago, and then they picked up, local citizens picked up force of arms and shot their government in the face. Literally, the people that work for their government, their soldiers and bureaucrats, they shot them dead because what they were doing was evil.
I think that there'd be too many. I don't think there's enough Americans in here that would do that to our government. I think our people.
I'm not saying that they did, but you do understand the United States supporting kings around the world's wrong, right?
Right, right. I don't support no dictators, no.
Well, yes, you do.
You do. If you're in the military.
If you're in the military, you do precisely that.
I'm not in it no more.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Formerly in it, and that's when I did my three tours and I got out.
Well, that's good to know. I'm glad that you're back in the world of the productive. But everybody who is in the military is, whether they say they do or not, by proxy, doing the politicians' bidding. And that means supporting bad people all around the world. And that's why blowback happens. That's why 9/11 happened. It didn't just happen in a vacuum. It wasn't like those planes just came out of nowhere. Brian, thanks for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate the discussion. And your calls and thoughts are welcome here. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free. It's not uncommon to find Americans who think that that's when it all began, that, wow, out of nowhere, these crazy people from the Middle East came to attack us. Well, no, there was plenty of provocation.
Emotionally, that's
when
it started for most Americans. They just don't understand the United States has been involved in the Middle East for several decades prior to that, and those people over there, it didn't start for them on 9/11.
Exactly.
Right? Like, I don't think that the World Trade Centers was a legitimate target, in my opinion. But if what they wanted to do was get the U.S.'s attention, they did. If what they wanted to do was financially break the government, I think they basically did that.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If what they wanted to do was destroy our freedoms, they also succeeded in that because the U.S. government is not as freedom-friendly as it once was. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. More audio from an ISIS video, one of their propaganda series from the Lend Me Your Ears series, episode number 5, with John Cantley, their hostage who has become their spokesperson, while still wearing his hostage orange T-shirt. We'll continue the video here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to share your thoughts on ISIS, global warfare that, of course, has led us down this road with the U.S. federal government continuing to destroy people's lives around the globe and, in return, having more lives destroyed at the hands of the ISIS folks with the most recent beheading video. Absolutely horrifying. We posted that earlier on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. Should you like to see, you can go to news.freetalklive.com to link over to those. And if you care about your online privacy, you need ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data, protecting you from being snooped on by your internet service provider as well as others. Maybe you're sitting in a coffee shop and somebody's trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets, try to get your credit card information or bank account login info.
No one would do that.
They could totally do that if they know their stuff. But if you've got ProXPN, you're protected because your packets are encrypted. It makes it that much more difficult for anybody who's sniffing on those packets to know what's inside. You get their app for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android. You get it for free over at proxpn.com/FTL. You just jump right in and try ProXPN out, see how well it works. You're going to want to upgrade to their premium account once you get some experience with ProXPN, because with premium, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. You ever been to one of those sites where it says, sorry, we can't display this content for you because you're in the United States?
It's really frustrating.
Yeah, proxpn.com gets you around that. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. You also get it with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So really, you have nothing to lose but your privacy, and you get a sweet discount by using our discount code, FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and the number 50 as in 50% off of their annual account price. Bringing the price down to around $5 a month, and again, that's code FTL50. You get that savings for the lifetime of the account, which is an awesome discount. But if you want to save even more, you can use code FTLBTC, then pay with Bitcoin for that annual account, and you'll save 62% off with the annual account there. So proxpn.com/FTL, get started there, and then use promo code FTL50 or FTLBTC to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. John Cantley with the Islamic State, ostensibly against his will, but as these videos roll on, it almost seems like he's kind of going along with this. I'm not real sure what his viewpoint is.
He does real well as far as the but didn't his family say that that he believed 85% that they believe
someone
that he believed,
in his family said
yeah
that.
About 85% of what he says,
what he's saying in these videos, the series
that's
of,
not going to do you any good. These people will kill you if they believe these Islamic State people. They're willing to kill anybody to get to forward their political agenda.
Oh yeah, well in fact I was reading an article about the guy that whose head shows up in the most recent beheading video. The most recent victim, Mr. Kasig, that he had been, I guess he converted to Islam while he was in their clutches. So that didn't save him.
Yeah, clearly. By the way, that would be against their religion. All the folks that believe that, Muslims somehow have some prohibition against hurting people that convert and want to get the infidel or whatever. What about that?
So I want to continue with the Cantley video here where he is explaining, or was in the first 3 minutes of the video, explaining what things were like in captivity with ISIS holding him captive along with over a dozen others. And he claims that there were several people, like what, 16 I think? There were a bunch of them that had been released over time from various different, who hailed from European nations, where apparently they don't have the prohibition on negotiating with terrorists. So many of these folks did get out alive, according to him, but the folks from the United States and the UK were just sitting there. And he's about to share with us a few emails between, I think he said, let me recap here, from Islamic State and somebody else.
I have here a selection of emails between the Islamic State and families back home. I don't have much on the British, so I assume that there was even less discussion going on for them. So this is really all about the Americans, and you'll see that really the government was doing nothing, absolutely nothing, to help the families involved.
I'll go on just to add something to that. He's going to share the contents of these emails, but one of the things we know the governments are doing in the United States is they're threatening the families. So if you've got somebody in your family who has been captured by the ISIS folks and you'd like to negotiate with them, you'd like to try to, you know, pay the ransom to get your loved one back,
the government was very clear that they will get you if you pay that ransom.
And when you say get you, you mean prosecuted. You'd be prosecuted for federal crimes, and you'll probably never see the light of day outside of a prison cell if you try to rescue your loved one.
Message here from one of the American prisoners on the 11th of June, 2014. I would secure your sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui's release, if I could. It sounds like you care about her freedom. You have surely seen the news. Our government is a mess. They will not help. There's another email here from a family of one of the American prisoners on the 17th of July, 2014. Our government is not being helpful. We have begged them so many times already. Everyone has buried their heads in the sand. We feel we are caught in the middle between you and the US government, and we are being punished. We have reached out to our government, but they have been non-responsive for some time now. The person then goes on to say, we don't expect that we will get any help from our government at all, and we feel foolish for believing them. As a message from the family of one of the American prisoners on the 24th of July, 2014. We are contacting people every day. You've given us a huge mountain to climb, and we feel like a pawn in this political battle that we've been forced into.
You are a pawn in this
political battle. I'm taking everything you have said seriously, and I'm working as fast as I can. I need more time. Now, the recurring element in these emails is that the government, the US government, was simply doing absolutely nothing to help the families involved in this negotiation. Now, the Mujahideen told us our governments didn't care about us, and we didn't believe them. They told us we were worthless, and we didn't believe them.
So why cut their heads off if they're worthless?
Well, this is what they told them.
We're told we'd start to die, and we didn't believe that either. The human mind has an incredibly tough capacity for self-defense in difficult situations. But it was all true. Our governments had chosen not to negotiate with the Islamic State through our families and friends. And while everyone else had fulfilled conditions for release, for us, there was no deal. Join me in the next program as we learn about a failed rescue that tried to get us out. And you'll hear about how one soldier...
I guess they did do something, right? They were trying to rescue them.
Ostensibly, yeah.
...was worth five prisoners, and we were worth none.
So there you go. There's the latest from... Or not quite the latest. The second to latest from John Cantley in the Lend Me Your Ears series. Your thoughts, Mark, on the U.S. government not doing anything, leaving these families in the dirt?
Well, I think that we have to leave to history to some extent to see whether or not the we don't negotiate with terrorist system works. But I can imagine that these families feel terrible.
Mm.
I don't know, right? Like, I don't know, because you see what...
So much for the government, the great protector.
Well, they're obviously...
Of your rights.
Right. The way the government's going to look at this is that you are their human livestock,
mm-hmm.
and they have to decide, you know, somebody has stolen their livestock. And they have to decide what is going to protect them as far as profits and livestock and, you know, all the things that they consider into the future.
Right. They're not considering the livestock, really.
No. They're not considering an individual life. That is not part of the scenario here. You are a pawn on their chessboard. And look, all these people decided to go to the Middle East. I wouldn't go there. I don't have any interest in going there. And, you know, brave people that wanted to help or wanted to get stories out, but
According to Vice.com, there is one hostage left. You had asked earlier, Mark, whether they had anyone left after this most recent alleged beheading. They apparently have at least one. We'll tell you more about her coming up. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Get you in here in the remaining moments, which are next on Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also
explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Go to guns80.com. That's guns, the number 880.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Even in these remaining moments, we've got this live Sunday edition happening right now. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's not out yet, but the release date is expected to be within the next 24 hours. So from what I understand, sometime tomorrow, probably toward the evening hours, because I know Bo Davis, who's the editor of the movie, is still cranking away on some last-minute tweaks to the film. The movie is all about why New Hampshire is such a great destination for people who love freedom. I mean, just already, right now, today, why New Hampshire is a better choice than probably where you're living, but why it's also going to be better in the future because of the Free State Project. Mark, you touched on this earlier tonight. It's the reason why you and I moved up here from sunny Sarasota, Florida, to live in the cold hinterlands of New Hampshire, because we saw the vision for the Free State Project, that is the idea of moving 20,000 liberty-oriented people all to the same geographic area, to the same state, where they then will get active to achieve more freedom in our lifetime. That's essentially what the Free State Project is all about. And it's been pretty successful so far. Like, this isn't some sort of pie-in-the-sky concept. It's happening. There are over 1,600 people here now as part of the Free State Project. And those 1,600 people, most of them are what are called early movers. They're people like Mark and myself who've moved even though the Free State Project hasn't reached its goal, its ultimate goal of reaching that 20,000 signers. So we've got over 16,000 right now. And I think this movie, this 101 Reasons, Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, you can go to 101reasonsfilm.com, bookmark that site, or follow them on Facebook. There's a Facebook page for it as well. But the news is going to go out tomorrow at some point, all across social media, hopefully, about this movie's release. I think this movie is going to be a real key to pushing the Free State Project to its goal of 20,000. Now, Mark, you haven't seen it yet.
Nope, I want to see it, but no, the time that I had set aside for that, it wasn't ready.
I watched it last night. I'm one of the co-producers of the movie, and I just saw it for the first time last night.
And you like it?
I thought it was fantastic.
Okay.
I was really impressed. I mean, I expected it to be good because I know the editor of the movie, Bo Davis. He's also the guy, the creative genius who edited Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, which is the movie that I was the executive producer of. So, you know, that's why I signed on. If they'd had some other editor for the movie, I probably wouldn't have signed on as a co-producer. But because they had Bo on board, I knew this was going to be
good.
Oh,
it's great.
And so it was great, and we watched it at the Keene Activist Center with a relatively small group. It was late last night. We probably had about 7 or 8 people there watching it. And there were a couple guys there who one of them is visiting from Connecticut, and he was considering making a move to New Hampshire. After this movie, he said it was a done deal. Like, he's definitely going to move to New Hampshire. He's joining the Free State Project. So this movie sold him. It closed him on that.
Sweet.
Another one of the guys who's there actually has a house in Keene, but he doesn't live in New Hampshire. He rents that house out. He lives in New York. He was very excited. He said he was going to, I think he said he was going to show it to his wife, who has up until this point been relatively difficult to get to leave New York. So he felt like this movie was really going to be persuasive to his wife. There was a third guy who was there, who's one of the newest movers to the Keene area from New York. And he said that he already, you know, obviously he had already made the decision to move. He's living here now, but he said that this really firmed up his, like, he felt like really good now about having made the move. Like, he was absolutely sure this is the right place to be. So three different gentlemen saw this kind of coming from three different perspectives, and all three of them found it very persuasive. The rest of us in the room had, you know, we've been living in New Hampshire for a long time as part of the Free State Project.
We already felt like it was a good idea.
Yeah, and we loved it. And Derek Jay and I sat there and we took notes, you know, making notes. I was looking at all the titles to see if there was any misspellings and things like that. So it's in that phase of production right now, literally last minute tweakings. They're adding the credits in, that kind of thing. So the finishing touches are being put on it. I expect they will be making it on time tomorrow with the release date. It's already been pushed back 2 weeks from its initial release date. So for those of you who've been waiting for the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire to come out, or the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire is the official title, it's almost here. And the feeling in the room after this movie was done playing, there was a real palpable excitement to the room that I was in. And one of the comments made by some of the people watching, the three gentlemen that I had told you about earlier, was like, yeah, I want to share this now. Give me a link. I want to share this now on social media, but I couldn't because it's not out yet. This
right.
was a preview copy. I really wanted to. Yeah, I wanted to share it. Like, I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go. Let me get on Free Talk Live's Facebook page and put this thing out there, man, because it's good. It's really good. I think they made the right decision in making it an hour-long movie because it was originally intended to be feature length, as they call it in the business, which is usually an hour and a half.
Right,
you know, hour and a half.
90 minutes.
90-minute movie is usually kind of the minimum length for a feature-length film. So this one's not 90 minutes. It's a 60-minute movie. But I have to tell you, when I was watching 101 Reasons for the first time last night, it felt longer than it was. It was one of those things where so much information was packed in there.
Did they count down 101 reasons?
They go through them all. They hit 101 reasons in 60 minutes.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
See, that was the thing that I
found myself wondering if they were going to skip some or whatever.
Yeah.
No, they really did. Okay. There was a couple times where two or three reasons were on screen at once, but they did list them all.
Now, these 101 reasons the 101 movie is a sort of a takeoff of the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, and that's a pretty old list.
That's right.
Now, is that the list they use for the 101 reasons?
That is the list. Yep.
Okay.
So the list has been updated over the years, Mark. I mean, it started, the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire started over a decade ago when the Free State Project got off the ground. Before the state had been chosen. New Hampshire was chosen in a vote amongst 10 different states.
By a landslide.
And, yeah, it was a fairly heavy vote towards New Hampshire. And the reason why was because the people who voted, I was one of them, received ballots which had like a 40-page booklet that came with it. And that 40 pages had all the 10 different states. Each of the people who supported those states kind of pitched in, and they made their best appeal to vote for us.
Yeah.
And New Hampshire's was that 101 Reasons document, and man, it just knocked the other states out of the ballpark. It was an amazing thing. They actually interviewed the lady who created that list, Michelle Dumas. I don't think I've ever met that lady, but it was her work that helped me decide that New Hampshire was the best choice. So to see that list continue to grow over the years and continue to be updated to the point where it's now a feature presentation, a documentary film, I think it's so exciting. I'm really looking forward to helping release this movie tomorrow. And if you haven't seen it yet. If you haven't seen the trailer, you can go check it out at 101reasonsfilm.com and stand by because it's coming up within 24 hours. It should be released to the public.
And I think I'm excited. I can't wait to see it.
So we'll let you know more about that when it happens. I did tell you that we've got a little bit of information about the remaining person who is allegedly being held captive by the folks calling themselves ISIS. And for whatever reason, it appears that I had closed that particular window. But essentially, it's a 26-year-old female, according to a report over at Vice.com. No one is revealing the details on, what her name is, apparently. So that's all hush-hush at the moment. But it is confirmed that ISIS does have at least one more hostage.
I can only imagine this woman, the torture this woman's endured, because these people are, by all news reports I've seen, don't have a lot of value for women.
Mm.
And I can only imagine that her existence for the last year or so that she's been a prisoner of theirs has been really awful.
Here's a story from Vice.com. I apologize. This is actually from the DailyBeast.com. With ISIS's brutal murder of Peter Kassig, 26-year-old American aid worker who dedicated his life to the plight of Syrian refugees, the militant group has one more U.S. citizen remaining in its clutches, according to current and former U.S. officials as well as individuals involved in efforts to free the Americans. The hostage is the only American woman held by the militant group. She's the same age as Kassig and, like him, was kidnapped while trying to help people whose lives have been upended by the long Syrian civil war. She was particularly moved to help children who've been orphaned and separated from their families. She was taken in August of 2013, along with a group of other aid workers who have reportedly been released. That would probably be the group that we heard about in the video footage earlier with John Cantley saying that some folks from Europe were successfully negotiated for and they were released. This lady is the only one left. U.S. officials and the woman's family have requested her name not be made public, fearing further attention will put her in greater jeopardy. No news organization has published her name, but the general circumstances of her capture and captivity have been known and widely reported for more than a year now. Now, it's interesting that she has not been shown by ISIS, which, as the article points out here, their intentions for this prisoner are unclear, given that they haven't shown her as being the next victim in line, which is what they did with all the males that they have allegedly beheaded to this point. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands.
That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.